the situation at the minute is that all our foster homes are full to capacity. We have an extremely large waiting list. It was 38 dogs yesterday evening. We've added another 6 today, so 44 dogs on the waiting list. And we just don't have the facilities to deal with it all. We need more help. We need more foster homes.
And how often do you be bringing in abandoned dogs? Is it every day?
We would bring in dogs every day, yeah. As soon as a foster space becomes available, a new dog has to come in that day. It's that busy because we always have our waiting list to work off, and as soon as the space becomes available, we just have to fill it.
Who's this little guy here?
This is Dolly. Dolly was found in a field in St. Johnson along with another wee Westie, and now they were very badly matted at the time. And when we started to groom Dolly, we realised that she had signs of pregnancy, so we brought her to the vets, and lo and behold, she was pregnant, and as you see, she's had 5 lovely little pups.
And was this dog was just left to die? Dolly was just left to die, really, was she?
Yeah, her and another wee Westie and wee male Westie were both left in the field in St. Johnson.
It's a sad situation, that, isn't it, when someone, like the owner, probably knew that Dolly was pregnant as well?
Yeah, well, she did have clear signs of pregnancy.
So these 5 pups now, when will they be available for anybody or any members of the public to foster?
Yeah, well, they'll be available for adoption now once they come 8 weeks old, and we'd be very hopeful because they are lovely wee puppies. It would have been fearful to think if Dolly had them puppies out in the wild. Probably none of them would have survived.